SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. In New York, negotiations continue between student war protesters and administrators at Columbia University. Columbia has issued an ultimatum for students to sign a form and leave their encampment by today or face suspension. And the protests are not just limited to American schools. Dozens of students gathered near the Sorbonne University in Paris.
About 100 demonstrators are taking part in the protest near the prestigious university, waving a giant Palestinian flag and chanting slogans in support of Gaza amid Israel's continued offensive. The Sorbonne occupies a unique place at the heart of French public and intellectual life. Last week, President Emmanuel Macron chose it as the venue to deliver a speech on his vision of Europe ahead of elections for the European Parliament in June. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Also at SRNNews.com, there's destruction and heartache in Oklahoma after this weekend's deadly tornadoes.
The storms began late Saturday, killing four people and injuring at least 100. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt flew over the town of Sulphur, where storms left crumpled downtown buildings, tossed cars and buses, and roofs torn from homes, all in a 15-block radius.
What I saw downtown Sulphur, it's unbelievable.
Audio courtesy of KOCO.
Just like that, all the tax revenue, all these businesses in downtown Sulphur have been wiped out. So we need to help Sulphur rebuild.
A state of emergency has been declared in 12 Oklahoma counties. I'm Donna Warder.
A federal appeals court has ruled that West Virginia and North Carolina's refusal to cover certain health care for transgender people with government-sponsored insurance is discriminatory. It's a case likely headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. More on these stories at townhall.com. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on who is smoking pot in America.
A lot of people, apparently. A new Gallup poll indicates that about 10% of the U.S. population now uses marijuana on a regular basis. 20% do so at least once a month. Lower-income people are much more likely to use than those who are wealthy. States have been busy legalizing pot in recent years over the warnings of clergymen, pro-family advocates, and addiction experts. They all argue that legalization will only lead to greater usage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee's GOP-controlled legislature has passed a bill penalizing adults who help minors receive sex change operations without parental consent. That bill would bar adults from helping young girls obtain abortions without permission from either parents or guardians. Violations would range from talking to an adolescent about a website to other changes. This is SRN News. The future is near for self-driving tractor trailers on U.S. roads.
Imagine rolling down the highway and an 18-wheeler pulls up behind you with no one at the wheel.
What we're building is a driver.
During a demonstration in Pittsburgh, CEO Chris Urmson says his company, Aurora Innovation, Inc., plans to launch up to 20 of their driverless semis along Interstate 45 between Dallas and Houston within the next 9 months. The autonomous trucks would be carrying loads for partners like FedEx and Uber Freight. There's a nationwide truck driver shortage. The goal of Aurora and competitor companies is to put tens of thousands of the driverless trucks on U.S. public freeways within the next 3 or 4 years. I'm Jennifer King.
Medical device maker Philips will pay $1.1 billion to settle personal injury lawsuits over its defective sleep apnea machines. Today's announcement, another step toward resolving one of the biggest medical device recalls in history. More details at srnnews.com.